Hello and welcome back to A World Without with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if something from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yep, and today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without keys.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Oh, don't you hate it when you lose your keys?
I actually do. I lose my keys all the time.
Oh.
I lose just everything all the time. I'm a very... what's the word for somebody who loses things a lot?
An idiot?
Yes, that's the one. I'm an idiot.
Right, right. No, there is a word, isn't it? It's not... I keep thinking of the word that means you steal things.
What's that one?
Not a philanthropist. That's when you're generous.
That's not... Yeah.
I can't remember any words. Apparently, I've lost all words in my brain.
Okay, well, I'm a bit of a philanthropist with keys. Shall we just go with that?
Yeah, let's go with that, shall we?
Yeah, I lose my keys all the time. I've lost many a set of keys.
Are you having to, like, just get lots of new keys all the time then?
Yeah, well, I do have a weird thing with, like, I lose things a lot, but I also find things a lot again. My wallet's the main one. My current wallet I have, I'm pretty sure I have lost 7 times, and it always comes back to me. It's like a boomerang.
Wow, is it? You just throw it. Is that how you enter your house?
Yeah, yeah.
You get in, you just lob your wallet across the room. Sometimes it comes back.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't. No, but just like people hand it in, or like I go back to the place in which I thought I lost it and I find it again, or like I've lost it for a couple of days, think it's lost, but it turns out it's down the back of the sofa or whatever.
Right, okay.
But yeah, happens less with keys. I think ever since I've had my car key on it, I think I'm a bit more switched on. But before I had a car key on there, I was throwing those things about anywhere.
Yeah, how much were your keys? What kind of bunch of keys did you have? Were they quite a jangly pair?
Yeah, well, I never had that many actual keys.
Right.
But I had a lot of key rings, so it was, like, still quite chunky. But I think that was intentional to try not to lose them, because I remember I lost a lot when they were just, like, a single key on a ring or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy to lose. So I started putting a lot of key rings on to try and not lose them. Apparently, it didn't really help.
Well, normally, it should help, because to me, it makes them more jangly. It's almost like when you put a bell on a cat so you don't lose it.
Yeah. I think I might have gone too far the other way, though, because now they're so bulky, I can't really have them in my pocket very easily, so I end up taking them out a lot. I'm, like, putting them on the table, and then you just leave them there. Or at least I do.
Right, I thought you were going to say you have to bring, like, a backpack or something just to carry your keys in.
Yeah, yeah. Although that's actually helped a lot. I do put them more in my bag now when I'm carrying a bag.
I just imagine you having this, like, massive, like what a medieval, like, caretaker would have, just tons of these huge big keys.
Yeah.
Just lob it in your backpack.
But no, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. I don't have to worry about keeping track of my keys. That's nice.
And when you say you lose your keys, do you just mean that you forget that you put them on the table there? Like, are they lost or are they just not on you at the time?
Well, firstly, this is my issue with when I say I've lost stuff a lot. You know this quite well, don't you?
I do. I do.
Yeah. I often will be like, I've lost my... And all it means is I currently don't know where they are.
Yeah.
But I still think that means they're lost. Currently, they are lost. But yes, I do overuse that word. But I'd say both. Like, I both lose my keys in terms of misplace them and don't currently know where they are and then end up finding them, like, 20 minutes later. But also have actually lost and had to replace my keys.
Okay.
More times than your average person, I imagine.
Because I think that's it. If you have to hunt for them, and especially if you can't find them, then they are truly... lost. But like right now, I'm not wearing any shoes, but I haven't lost my shoes.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I think basically if I go to the place in which I think they are and they are not there, I immediately just say I've lost my...
Yeah, you announce it.
I always announce it. I remember this a lot. When we used to like do the channel a lot, I always be like, oh, I've lost my shoes, or I lost my wallet, or I lost my phone. Even though all it meant is I currently do not have it, and it wasn't in the first place I looked.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it'd always be a bit of an overreaction, but that's fine. That's fine. I guess it's better than the other way round, I think.
And then it means you get that enjoyment of, oh, I found my keys. It feels great.
Exactly. Yeah, you're just getting this gratification of finding things. It's like your own little personal treasure hunt in life.
Like, as much as I said, one of my least favorite things about me is that I lose things all the time. Almost it does become worth it if you get to find them again. Like, the amount of times I've lost my wallet and like really thought I'd lost it, and then you find them again, that euphoria you get of like not knowing you'd have to like re-get all your like license and your cards and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels so good. It was almost worth losing them.
Wow. So you're basically letting yourself be so empty-headed when you put them down, just so you get that gratification when you can find them again. You're setting yourself your own little personal like escape room puzzle challenge every time.
Not intentionally, but at least that's what I tell myself, is like, it's one perk of losing things a lot, is like, yeah, get to enjoy, yeah, finding things a lot as well.
There you go. Well, hey, I mean, unfortunately, in a world without keys, you're going to be losing it, and now you're never going to find it again. Never will you have that gratification.
Yeah. Well, I do. I still, to this day, I lost a set of keys just sitting in a park once, right? And like, I know I had them when I was sitting there, and I got up and I left, and I immediately went, oh, I don't have my keys. Went back and they weren't there. And to this day, it still haunts me. Of just like, I wonder where they are. They must be somewhere in the world. They didn't poof into nothingness, right?
Yeah, yeah, they will exist physically.
They are sitting somewhere, maybe in landfill, maybe in someone's desk. I don't know, maybe in a lost property somewhere, but they are somewhere. And I just think, I often will just think, wonder where they are.
Just looking up to the sky, looking at the moon, maybe. Maybe it's staring at the moon as well.
Yeah. Oh, cute.
I just imagine like a family of squirrels just have got it in their little oak tree.
Oh, that would be cute.
Or you know, I don't know, what, crows or magpies or something would have taken
it. Yeah, they're more likely to have it, actually. That's actually probably not a bad shout.
Maybe.
Maybe it was a bird.
Were there enough key rings on it to stop a magpie? Could a magpie have carried your keys?
No, I think this is pre my learning that I need to have more key rings on.
There. Right, right.
If anyone has my keys out there...
If anyone finds them, send them in, thanks.
But I guess we should talk about what counts as a key.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because, obviously, you know, there's the traditional key. As we all know, a key. Little jaggedy things on it. But then there's also things like fobs. That's, or like key cards. Or like biometrics, even.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I still feel like, for the sake of this podcast, pretty much, in my mind, anything that opens something, anything that unlocks something, is a key.
But then this implies, Chris, that we no longer are allowed eyes, fingers, or a voice.
Please explain.
Well, people can unlock things with retina scans. People can unlock things with their fingerprints.
Oh, boy.
People can unlock,
okay,
things with their voice.
Oh, I forgot. My eyes were keys. I forgot.
Because this goes from being like a little bit inconvenient, oh no, we don't have keys anymore, to no more eyes. So I think we need to iron this one out.
Yeah, all right, okay. I think you're right. We need to be able to keep our eyes then. So a key has become a concept more than a physical thing now.
I'm going to just say, for the ease of us not wanting to lose all of our fingers, eyes and voice, that maybe we keep them, but biometrics just aren't allowed anymore. We don't have the ability to unlock things with that anymore.
Okay, yes. Because it's the act of unlocking things then that we've kind of lost.
Yeah,
I think so. Good. Phew.
Whew. But then, like, what about, like, a passcode to a phone? I wouldn't say that's a key, is it?
True, yeah. Or even just a lock with a 4-digit code on or something. Like,
yeah,
it's a key code?
That's a lock. That's not a key.
And the key is just a number. It's almost like the key's built in and you're kind of like twisting bits of the key into position. Like the key's always in the lock. It just hasn't been twisted. Oh, wow. This is... I hadn't considered all of this. I glossed over all of this. I was just imagining regular old little metal keys, but...
Yeah, because otherwise it actually becomes quite simple to fix all this. We just, yeah, like you say, use padlocks with like number combinations on them to lock our houses with.
Yeah, and just biometric stuff, which, you know, face unlock on phones now. Like, it's all becoming much more common for that to sort of happen. Like, retina scans aren't just for the spies anymore.
Because then what about like passwords to like our computers and stuff to unlock those? I don't think they would traditionally be considered a key.
Yeah, they're sort of a pass key again, yeah. But technically they are kind of almost going away, aren't they? They're on their way out, having a traditional password as well.
Well, because of biometrics and like fingerprint scanners.
Sort of, but just because of all these, like, I guess it's password managers and things like that are sorting them out. It's more of like an encryption-y thing and stuff. But yeah, we will hopefully soon be without passwords at all. We won't have to keep thinking, oh, what password? Because we all have that moment where it's like, please make a new password. And then you put it in and it's like, no, you can't use one of your old passwords. And you're like, what? What are you on about? Because you've just tried that like 20 times.
That one annoys me so much. Ugh. Also, it's like, you can't use a password you've already used. I'm in charge of this, mate. I'll use whatever passcode I want. Don't tell me what I can and cannot use. I'll use whatever password I want. Thank you very much. I think my password could be A if I want it to be.
Yeah.
More fool me if it is, right?
Exactly.
Is anyone actually trying A as the password? I think that's a great password, personally.
I think it's perfect. I mean, we're all going to try it now on you, of course, but...
Yeah, don't try that on any of my stuff, please, guys.
I know what you've done, though. You've made it B, haven't you?
No comment.
You thought you'd fool us, but got you straight away.
I'm so easy to read.
But yeah, you're right. Like, that's the trouble. They're like, this needs to include a number, a capital, a punctuation mark, a flag, all these crazy things.
The capital
things.
Of Liberia. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, it's insane.
And they all have such different rules that then they force you to have different passwords for different things, which I know is meant to be more secure. But when I can't even get into my own stuff, sometimes I think I would rather have left it unlocked and hope that no one got in.
Yeah, like, they should at least tell you when you go to put your password and you get it wrong, by the way, it has to contain 8 characters and like a special thing. Because I don't know the rules each one has set up.
Yeah.
And that might trigger in my head which one it actually is. I prefer to just take the risk of getting my stuff stolen.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
So biometrics aren't allowed anymore, but we still keep our eyes.
I think we keep our eyes, our fingerprints, our fingers. What other biometrics are there?
Voice.
Yeah, voice. That's true. That'd be a bad one to lose.
Is that actually one? That's in films and stuff, but I don't think I've ever actually unlocked anything with my voice.
I know, like, smart homes and stuff like that, I can talk to my phone and it should recognize my voice, but it definitely recognizes other people's voice as mine as well. So,
okay,
yeah, maybe I just have a generic voice.
I also think that's because if I've got a sore throat, I'm gonna sound completely different.
Yeah, exactly. You try and unlock your phone and it's like, nah, and then you're just like, oh, you press the I have a cold button
and it's like, okay.
So we're keeping all them metal keys. Are gone. Actually, I had a little research on the history of keys, just was curious, didn't know how old they were.
Yes,
they feel like quite a sophisticated thing, but apparently they're over 4,000 years old, which is much longer than I thought.
I guess they were much more rudimentary back then. Like, it was like putting a twig in a hole and sort of jiggle it about a bit or something like that.
Yeah, but how would they still need to like actually work? They were just made of wood, the original ones, which,
yeah,
it said they were really delicate and you could just like bash them with something.
Yeah.
And, you know, back in the day, people would just be happy to bash things all over the place. There wouldn't be like security cameras as well and all the other stuff backing it up. So what would even be the point in having a wooden lock?
I guess just like, it's a deterrent at the end of the day, isn't it?
A little bit. It's just like, oh, you should have brought a hammer.
Yeah, if you've got a choice between two, you've got one you don't have to do any work to steal, another one you have to do a little bit of work to steal. We'll steal the easy one, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And it was also apparently both developed in Western society and Eastern culture at the same, like two separate things got invented. It's interesting when things just sort of get invented like that in multiple places, because
I reckon that was just one thief that was just traveling around a lot, just stealing and stuff. They were both like, we really need to start locking our stuff up. There's something being stolen all over it.
A worldwide menace. Yeah, so the whole world just agreed we needed to do it. But I like to imagine that, like, the West invented the key and the East invented the lock. And then one day they came together.
They met and they were like, oh my God,
hang on.
I've been wondering what to do with this thing the whole time. I've got a load of stuff in here that I've not been able to get out. Do you help me?
we locked this up and we didn't know how to open it.
I just have this piece of wood that I have no idea what I'm meant to do with. Because we still allowed locks, aren't we?
Oh, locks are fine. And you can even close most locks without having to use the key.
Yeah.
It's just then it's basically forever stuck. It's basically like a really, really secure zip tie or something.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, like, our homes would be secure whilst we're in them because you can lock them whilst you're in the inside. I think the problem is, like, leaving stuff. It basically is the main issue. Like, leaving stuff unattended.
You're right, yeah, because you could barricade the door from the inside so that anyone from the outside can't get in.
Or even just, like, turn the lock to lock it, like that you have on a bathroom door, like that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a key to unlock. You can just unlock that, that's fine.
It's just a latch.
Yeah, the problem is, when you leave and have to leave it unattended. So, we did have one solution we talked about before with the world without doors.
What was that?
Which is just like booby trap our places, Home Alone style.
Oh, yeah. So we know what pressure plates to stand on in the right order to get back in.
Yeah, exactly.
But hang on. Well, we're getting back into crazy passwords. It's going to be like, now you need a booby trap with a capital letter, you know. It's going to be all these crazy things.
But then the other alternative I thought of, which is the opposite of a world without doors, is I think we should cover the entirety outside of our house with loads of doors, and all of them are fake. Except one. And then you know which one's the real one, so you can go in your house.
I like it.
But then if a thief was coming up to it, it's like, oh, so many doors to try. I can't be bothered. I'm going to go next door where they have less doors for me to try.
I can imagine that really well. Just a whole street of just door crazy everywhere. Even on the roof, trap doors on the roof and stuff.
That's where you actually get in. You obviously got to make it the hardest door to get to.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, I guess... As well, you could also just have something... Well, no, because you'd still need a key to unlock it. I was thinking, like, you know, a bead curtain kind of door, but...
Sure.
Imagine that, but with, like, deadly laser beams or something.
Oh, no, that's quite violent.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, if you're a robber, it is.
Or if you forget how to deactivate your deadly laser.
Hey, but that's the thing, you need something to deactivate it, which I'm pretty sure we would deem is a key, kind of.
I guess if there's just a button that turns it off, that's not a key. You just got to know where the button is.
True. Yeah, just a hidden, like when people hide keys under like a rock in their front garden or whatever, you just hide the secret laser stopping button.
Because is that a key? If you just had, even if it was just a normal door, but if you press the button, it unlocked. Is that a key? Because I was trying to think about this with cars as well, right? Like, because cars are another issue, right?
Yeah.
Like, car keys. Not so much for starting the car, because we've got the whole button press start now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's rubbish if anyone can get into your car and just press it and start. You're going to have your car stolen every day.
Yeah, but we're saying biometrics are okay, so then...
No, I don't think we're allowed biometrics. We just don't lose our eyes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, you're right. Sorry, they don't... It's like... They just don't
work. They just don't work somehow, okay. For some reason.
Phew. Magic. Again, magic is causing this.
In the same magical rings and keys have just disappeared for no reason. Right?
Yeah,
it's, just,
right.
It's all magic, right?
Yeah, it's all magic.
Yeah, so either we find some way to like lock our car up, you know, booby trap style.
Yeah.
And then just have the button. Or we don't have the button, but we all have to learn how to hotwire cars.
Ooh. Well.
But then I guess if everyone can hotwire cars, it all becomes a bit useless, doesn't it?
So I think they were, like, trialing stuff in some, like, American cities of having just, like, shared cars. Like, you can just kind of... it's everyone's car. You don't need a car, but you just go and walk up and get in one and drive it, and you pay, like, a membership. But it's still going to need to be locked unless we're all in on it.
Yeah. Well, I did kind of think this generally. I was like, the optimistic part of me sort of makes me think that actually it would be... quite a nice thing if it's almost like mutually assured destruction, right?
Yeah, right.
If none of us can lock any of our stuff up, well, then hopefully none of us choose to steal any other stuff because, well, then your stuff can also get stolen.
Listen up, everyone. Shall we all just promise to stop stealing each other's things, shall we?
Yeah, it would be really lovely if I could believe that that's how this world would go.
I also would like to believe that world, because I hear often, like, older generations being like, oh, back in my day, we never used to lock our front door. We used to leave it open and anyone could, and, you know, and we didn't get robbed and things. I'm pretty sure people got robbed back then.
Yeah, probably.
Definitely.
They're all just old, aren't they? They can't remember it.
Yeah, they just don't remember where they put their key, so can't lock it.
But because hopefully we just all become a bit more honest and like have no secrets, because I was thinking, like, you know, if you want to hide something in a drawer that you usually like, lock, like top secret stuff or like things you don't want anyone to see, can't do that anymore. So I think we just all have to become a bit more open and honest and not steal stuff and just not have any hidden things. So in a way, it could be quite nice.
It could be. You're right. That whole mutually assured destruction thing. We're all in the same boat, so we're all back to square one again. And hey, keys currently exist, and people are still breaking into things and stealing things and whatnot. So
exactly.
Maybe it would all just kind of average out again, and it's fine.
Here's something I just thought about. You know, like a safe?
Yeah.
That's not a key, is it?
Again, it's the same as like a four-digit code on a lock.
Yeah.
It still feels conceptually like a key.
It does, doesn't it? Because if you have two different padlocks, one that uses a key and one uses... They're the same thing.
They're the same, I think. I think. But I'm not sure. I can't promise you on that. I'm very torn. It feels like it's blown up into such a conceptual thing that now I don't even know what on earth we're even talking about anymore.
That's most of these podcasts are made, to be honest.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
If someone was bad, though, still in this society that we're in, where we're all promising, we're just promising to be nice.
Mm.
If somebody needs to be put in prison... You got to lock them in prison, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's where we bring the laser beam doors into place.
Yeah, or maybe just a really, really heavy door that takes at least like 5 people to open it.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you want to let them out, you get a whole squad in. But otherwise, they're not budging that door by themselves.
Right, you don't think the prisoners might want to team up a bit and...
No, I'm talking for their individual cells.
Individual, right, okay.
And then like, the main door to the prison, that takes like, I don't know, 100 people.
100, and you make sure you only got...
And you only have 50 people in each thing.
Yeah, right. This is a 50-person prison, that door's 100.
And then you have 100 prison guards, apparently, that have to come in every so often to let someone out.
It actually feels like back in the old days, didn't they just strap a big heavy ball around prisoners' ankles? And that was kind of to just slow them down, so...
Yeah. Maybe it's just that. Just people watching them and with some heavy stuff on them, and she's like, good luck, mate. Yeah. You've got to get far with that.
Yeah, exactly. Just give them your keyring, massive pile, and that'll be heavy enough.
Yeah.
Lugging it around in a backpack. But again, we said you can lock things, so you could lock them in prison. You just can't ever unlock them again.
Yeah. So that's fine for people on like life sentences. Not so great for the people doing like a year.
Just minor things, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a bit drunk last night or wherever, they're in prison overnight just to sober up. Sorry, you're stuck.
You are, I'm afraid, never coming out.
We use our padlocks we currently have. We don't give the prisoner a hammer or anything like that. And then the prison guards just come round and smash the lock off when it's ready to go. It's basically like a human piggy bank, right? Like, you can pop them in, but you got to smash them out if you want to.
Or actually, surely just a lock, you know, like we're talking like a lock with like a latch. But if the latch is only on the outside, then it's fine.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That works.
We were overthinking that a bit.
But I like the idea of a big piggy bank of prisoners.
You just have to drop the whole prison every time and it smashes open.
Yeah, right, exactly. You just like, or drive like a tank into it or something. It just all smashes and the pink porcelain goes everywhere, and then you're like, you're all free now, you did your time, enjoy.
And half of them are dead because we dropped them from
our Well, maybe, you know, yeah, you try and put the ones that were on death row nearer the dangerous areas, and you get like a safer seat the less your sentence is, and that's how justice is served in this new society.
Sounds flawless.
Perfect. Hey, changing gears a little bit here. What are the keys to the city? What, that's just symbolic, right?
Yeah, I assume so. I've never been to a city that has like a massive door to get into it.
The mayor's not just like, right, you have done such good stuff for our community, we're going to let you go in anywhere you like. Here's a big old key. Enjoy.
So you think it's like a skeleton key that just opens all doors in the city?
I was going to ask about skeleton keys as well. Are they real? Is that a real thing?
I thought it was a Santa thing.
Would explain?
I thought it was a thing that Santa had that allowed him to get into all the houses on Christmas.
He comes down the chimney, doesn't he?
Yeah, but not all houses have chimneys.
Right, so he needs a skeleton key for the ones that...
At least that's what my mum told me.
Right, okay. But I think they're real, but they also could just be a made-up fantasy thing.
There's no way that could be real. If it's possible to make a key that works in any lock, surely all criminals would just already own that.
Right, exactly. I mean...
Why would locksmiths exist if there is such a thing as a skeleton key? Like, that's the easiest job now in the world.
Maybe it's all like hush-hush Illuminati. Maybe that it is a thing.
Maybe.
But we just don't know about it.
That's what the Illuminati is. It's just all the locksmiths in the world.
Right, maybe.
And they're pretending they're doing like this hard thing of like picking... They've just all got skeleton keys.
Because even if it was just like you're a caretaker of like a big old building, they have a massive key ring with like 100 keys on it, right? Or do they just carry around one little skeleton key?
I'm sure you could intentionally design a system in which you had like individual keys and then you have one key that kind of somehow also works on all of them.
One key that rules them all.
Yeah, but I think that would have to be a very specifically designed thing. But I don't know what I'm talking about, so who knows? Yeah. If anyone out there is a locksmith, let us know if the skeleton keys exist.
Are they actually real? And why are they called skeleton keys? Are they made of, like, bone?
No, I don't know. Maybe you have to sell your soul in order to get one, and so you kind of die.
Or just your skeleton, at least.
Yeah, you have to sell your skeleton.
Great.
Seems unlikely, but maybe.
Yeah. And anyway, back to, getting the keys to the city, like...
Oh, yeah.
Again, it still just feels like a terrible idea. If someone's a big philanthropist like you, then...
Yeah, imagine losing the key to the city. Be like, oh, sorry, put it down somewhere. I forgot where it is.
Yeah, that's the thing. Never give the keys to the city to you. They're gone.
Nah, I just wouldn't accept it. I'd be like, you don't want to do that.
You keep hold of them, thanks.
I love the gesture and everything, but that's not for me.
But I don't want the keys to... What am I going to do? I don't want to go around just randomly opening doors.
Yeah, have I got to lock it up at night?
it sounds like a big responsibility. You're going to be getting people coming over to you saying, oh, I accidentally locked this. Can you come and open it for me? And you'll be like, oh, again. And you can't just like give them the keys to the city because there has to be like a whole ceremony and stuff.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just the keys to the town hall.
Maybe. The mayor's just like, look, come and go whenever you like. The kettle's on.
Fridge is stocked with snacks. Just come and get some if you want.
Yeah, just come on in. Even if we're not here, you got the keys.
Let yourself in any time.
We're at that stage in our relationship where, you know...
Just come around whenever you want. Yeah, the mayor's just actually really lonely and he just wants more friends. So he's just like, if anyone, you just come around whenever you want.
Yeah.
Please.
Please do.
Please.
Here's my key. Have it. Take it.
Please come around. Please. Please.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You already hit the nail on the head, though. Yeah. Key cutters. What are they called? Key...
Locksmiths,
that's the one. Yeah, all right, so...
Well, I think that's a different thing to a key cutter, isn't it?
I mean, they should be married, right? A key cutter and a locksmith?
Maybe.
Possibly, but I feel like they do both kind of do the same thing.
Or are they not enemies of each other?
Ooh, the locksmith always being like, oh, these key cutters always managing to find a way into my locks that I lovingly craft.
Yeah, I don't think locksmiths make locks. I think they break into locks. I think, if anything, a locksmith undermines a key cutter. It's like, I don't need you.
Right.
I don't need your stupid bit of metal. I can use my own
tools. Yeah. But well, however, then, the key cutters of the world, the people that can cut you a new key and make a key, they know that a world without keys is coming. They must do, because you don't just get a key cutter. They do all sorts of things in those shops. They can fix your shoes. They can fix your watch. As well, you can... what else can you do? You know those shops, like...
Yeah, I've never understood those shops. Like, what is it about people who make keys that also know how to fix shoes? Why are they always together?
Why related? It just feels like such a random... And they can... I tell you what else you can do there. If you need a trophy, they can get you a trophy.
Yeah, it's weird. I kind of maybe get the engraving. It's metal cutting, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they cut metal. But what's the shoes about?
Yeah, there's no metal in shoes unless you're a horse.
Maybe that's how it started.
I don't think they do horseshoes, though, Jack. I've tried.
They started on horseshoes, and they didn't have a big enough side, so they were just like, keys, shoes, trophies.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone came up with his normal shoes, and he was, you know, needed some money. So he's like, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Fine, I'll do it too, yeah.
And then the one next door was like, oh, God, look at this guy. He's getting all his money from all the shoe business. I need to start doing shoes as well. And then it just became known that key cutters can do shoes.
That isn't just a British thing, right? I wonder if that's like a worldwide thing, whether you just have these cobblers that just do it all. They do so much. They do like your passport photo for you as well, if you want.
I think they're just people who just like, need a little bit of money on the side and learn a lot of different skills and just sort of helping you out.
They're just like, okay, so there's like, back in the day, there was the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker.
And then there was John down the road who kind of does anything else.
He just did other. He just did everything. Yeah. Anything that they don't do. If it's not butching, if it's not baking, if it's not candlestick making, I'm your guy. That was his little advert that he'd do down the road.
Yeah.
It should be butcher, baker, and cobbler, right? That's way better. Who needs a candlestick maker, especially in modern times?
I have never needed a candlestick making.
I'll just go and buy a candlestick, sir. I don't need one made for me, thank you.
I don't even think I need a candlestick. I could just put the candle on the side, like, just get a chunkier, thicker candle and just use the candle.
Hang on, is a candlestick the thing that the candle goes in?
Yeah.
Like a candelabra or something?
Oh, maybe not. Have I got that wrong?
I don't know now. Now I'm not sure whether the candlestick is a... Because you'd say like a stick of dynamite. Obviously, don't get those two things confused, but like...
No, the candlestick is a device? I wouldn't call it a device, but a candlestick is a device used to hold a candle in place.
So they don't even make the candles either. They just...
So how have we ended up with a dude who could do...
What a niche thing.
Yeah, a dude who could do both keys, trophies, and shoes, but this candlestick maker can't even make us candles.
He's like, no, you gotta go down the road. You gotta go down to Yankee Candle store for those.
Yeah.
I just make the candlestick, mate, me.
Imagine you go in there, like, three candles. What'd you come here for? You're the candlestick maker. Yeah. I make the candlesticks. I don't make the candles. What are you on about?
Go get some candles and then come back to me, please, and I'll sort you out then, but until...
I can hold all the candles you want, I just can't do the actual candle.
But yeah, I am genuinely curious whether there are these kind of do-it-all places all around the world, or if it's a...
My money is on that's a British thing.
It feels British. Even the word cobbler feels very British.
It does, actually. Escape rooms are probably dead.
Right, yeah. They often need a key.
Mm.
What can we replace it with? I guess just...
Maybe just that you got to solve a riddle. They do that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, it's more verbal stuff.
Yeah.
And mental things. I mean, to be fair, in a lot of the escape rooms I've done, rarely will there be a physical metal key that you find.
Yeah, but if you can't lock the door, it's quite an easy escape room, isn't it? And if you do lock the door they're in, if there's no key, they're never getting out.
That's true, although I think they don't lock escape... You aren't actually locked in an escape room. That's like a health and safety hazard.
Hold on, are you telling me that I can literally just leave anytime I want?
Yeah, mate, a little side note, they're really easy. You just leave.
Oh, what? I've been wasting my time with these. I could have the world record. Just begin, and hi.
Look at all these idiots taking 50-odd minutes to get out. I just walked out the door. It was easy.
You guys are aware I could just walk out the door, right? You're not actually trapped.
Look at the one there that says fire exit above. You just go out there. It's easy.
Guys, I found it. Guys, I think I found a clue. This one says exit on it.
Little bit of a positive note here, kind of. Keys, it turns out, aren't all they're cracked up to be because... people nowadays with modern technology are able to make a key out of just a picture of a key.
You mean like 3D print one?
Basically, yeah. If you like take a picture of yourself on social media, if you buy like a new house or whatever, and you hold up the key and be like, look what I did. People can take that image because camera phones and that are so good quality. They can zoom right in on it. They can just trace the shape of the key, 3D print it out, and bam, it's been known that they can actually have a working key from just a picture of a key now.
Is that easier than just learning how to pick a lock?
I'm not sure, but possibly.
Feels like a lot of effort.
If you've got a 3D printer, I guess maybe not. Maybe it's fine.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that's good to know. Little public service announcement. Don't take pictures of your keys and put them on the internet.
Yeah, very much so. Or, so if you're going to do it, maybe find out like a fake key.
Yeah, have a symbolic one for the picture and don't show the real one.
Exactly, yeah. Maybe that's what, like, estate agents should do. They should, once you buy a house, they should be like, did you want the loaner key? Did you want the picture key? The show key? There's got to be a good name for it, but...
Show key works, I think.
Isn't that crazy now that, like, that level of detail can be retained from a photograph?
Do you reckon it's a bit of a janky one, but, like, if you like, wiggle it around enough, it works? Or do you reckon it's, like...
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a wiggler, that's for sure. I mean, even my front door key's a wiggler. You got to wiggle it just right to, you know. If anything, I consider that an extra layer of security because...
You need to know how it works, you know what I mean?
You got to know how to jiggle it, right? Like,
yeah.
You can't just be putting a key in and turning it. No. You got to jiggle it. Well, I'm not going to say here, of course, but...
Obviously, don't give it away. Yeah, you might as well have just posted a picture of your key online.
I pretty much... I should, shouldn't I? But yeah, you know, you just jiggle it. perhaps up a bit and then left.
Don't
Who knows?
Stop. You're saying too much.
I'm making it up, much. Jack. It's fine. It's not actually up and left. It's all good.
Is it down and right?
It's a mixture of things.
Music has keys, both in two different senses.
Right, oh.
The key in which the song is in.
Yeah.
But also keyboards and pianos have keys.
Piano keys, indeed. I had piano keys, but I hadn't thought of the notes themselves.
Yeah. So no more key changes. I love a key change.
Oh, a key change is the best bit, isn't it?
Think of all of the ballads that are going to be ruined now. You can't do that extra little key change, add that little bit of extra, you know, oomph to the end of your song.
Absolutely. That's when the song really hits it for me.
Yeah.
Got to have the key change. So now everything's just going to be really
flat and boring.
Just in one key. Well, no.
It's not going to be in any key. We're going to have to go like all atonal on everything. Everything's going to sound horrible.
Oh, great. We're just going to be beeping and booping.
Yeah. All microtonal stuff. It's going to be horrible.
Boop, 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 boop. Just all that.
Morse code
songs, yeah.
Yeah.
But so what, I mean, a keyboard without keys, is there any other way to tell it?
Well, I guess you could just like use mallets on the string. Because all a piano is doing is when you press a key, it's, you know, striking the strings with a hammer. So you could just manually do that yourself. So you technically could still play piano.
That sounds great. Just cut out the middleman. Just have a bunch of hammers and string, like,
yeah.
Basically a harp, but you bash it with a bunch of hammers.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yes, please. Why have we not been doing this all along?
I don't know. Probably ease.
Right, sure. But I mean, you know, music's about having fun, isn't it? And I want to smash a harp with a hammer. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, okay. Well, no one's stopping you, mate. You could have been doing this all the time.
Oh.
But there's another type of keyboard, obviously, as well. Like a typing keyboard.
Right. One right in front of me. Right here.
I think we did talk about this on buttons, actually, didn't we?
I think we did. We were saying, are keyboard keys a button or are they allowed? But
They're definitely keys.
Oh, they're definitely. I mean, literally. It's a board of keys. I mean, yeah. You know, we can't skirt around this issue. But I guess we just have to go voice again? Or
yeah, I think voice was the first one I was thinking as well. Because even like our phones as well, like that's a keyboard. I know it's like not a physical one, but it's a virtual one. They're still keys, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a representation of a physical one. So what about like on phones, though? Sometimes you can like drag your finger around.
Oh, right.
Could that not be... It's just more like a bunch of letters and you just drag your finger from letter to letter. That feels very far away from a key, right?
Yeah, you're right, you're right. I think I would still go voice, though. I love a voice note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you mean one where it turns it optical voice recognition or not optical?
Oh, I just meant actual voice note. But that's probably actually better, more practical at least, because I'm aware as someone who sends voice notes quite a lot that they can be annoying to receive.
If you're currently in the middle of something, it's much nicer to just read like on my way.
Yeah, they require a lot more of your attention, a voice note.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we will voice note each other fairly regularly, and at least I know I get quite carried away when...
God, you do.
All right, hang on. You're not a saint yourself as well.
No, I know. We're both as bad as each other. But like, I always think like I'll have just sent a voice note that's like 6 minutes long and I'll be like, God, what am I doing? It'll voice note me back 12 minutes long. Is that to one up me?
Oh yeah, I've got to try and beat the length always. But
my favourite bit is when we've done that before. But backwards and forwards, it's like, why did we not just have a phone call?
We've done it over the course of an hour. We could have just had Yeah, it would have been so much easier.
We could have just had a phone call instead of like watching you record out your voice note, not being able to hear what you say. Then have to listen to the same length of the voice note. Then record mine where you can't hear what I said. And I said, it's nuts. I don't know why we do that so much.
And most of the time we're having kind of two or three conversations at once as well.
Yeah,
so
we are, yeah.
You're kind of like, right, first point, I'm going to think next Tuesday. Second point, I like a beige colour, if you ask me. And it's just like all these different things. You're having to remember all the different kind of lanes of conversation.
And then you can't even reference it back while you listen to it because it's all in voice notes.
Exactly.
Form. So completely impractical. I don't know why we do this. It's a good thing we've had this now. I think we should probably stop doing that.
I think
that.
We should stop. And they always end with, and that's how they end. Every time.
Every time.
And it's just that's how we think there's more. We thought there was more. We're ready for more, but there wasn't any, so yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. How would you feel right now, confidence-wise, if I took your keyboard away and just said, you got to live your life only with a mouse. Your whole computer, control it with a mouse. How devastating is that to your regular computer-using life?
Yeah, pretty devastating. I use my computer every day for work, and a big part of my job is basically shortcuts on my keyboard to do certain things.
You're a hotkey guy.
I love a hotkey. I love a shortcut. Yeah, so pretty devastating, I would say. I think I would just find a new job. Couldn't be bothered. Yeah, what about you? Would you be comfortable with it?
I don't know enough keyboard shortcuts. I mean, I use like copy and paste and all that kind of regular ones. But yeah, I mean, mouse-wise, I don't know. No, you can't. I think a modern computer is just so... I mean, they press the any key, right? Like when the thing boots up in the first place, sometimes you just have to press a key to start things. What are you going to do then? Like the BIOS and stuff. You can't get into the BIOS with a mouse. What if we just had like, instead of two mouse clicky buttons, I guess there's kind of three with the middle one, but we just had like 50, a big old mouse.
Now you might be verging into, you've basically just made an inconvenient keyboard, haven't you?
Very, very much a whole keyboard that you just move around, you just drag it around your desk everywhere. Yeah,
but I think in the modern age it's not as bad. Like with stuff like voice command and stuff, I think you could do a lot more.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I think we are at the stage of technology where we probably could, if forced to, if we knew that there was a deadline of, hey, in a year we're going to have to get rid of keyboards for some reason, I think we could do it. There would be ways invented and kind of improved upon more that can really just make it a seamless experience.
Yeah, more like gesture-based stuff maybe, and just like, I don't know, voice command and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, even I was thinking as well with the whole music thing, going back to that a second, like the theremin, right? Like that's completely keyless.
Sure.
And that's basically like what a conductor does, right?
All they needed to work on is making it sound less awful, and then it would be great.
Yeah, and if you plug that, it's all electric anyway, so, you know, you can...
Yeah, just make it a synth of a piano.
You stick a theremin under a conductor, and then brilliant, he's doing it for you. You don't even have to have any musicians.
Great. I think, like, graphs and charts would also be a bit of a nightmare. There's no key anymore. I don't know what any of it's on about.
Oh, hello. The little information thing on the side is the key. Yeah.
Yeah. Even, like, the tube map. That normally has to tell you what line's what.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as you know, we live quite close to London, so we kind of know for the most part. But there's a couple of them I still need to check out a little occasionally.
Yeah, we know it now, but anyone turning up would be like, what's the blue one? All right.
That's what it's going to be now. You just have to be the blue one, yeah, without the key.
Yeah, they'd have to just be a bit more practical with its names. No more Victoria Line, Baker, just blue, red.
It's like flavours of Gatorade and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
It's just blue. It's blue flavour. Yeah. It's fine.
And I think that's what a lot of other countries do. I don't know why we've tried to be poetic with it. I think a lot of them are just like the West Line or like Line 1.
We've got the Circle Line, which, I mean, it's not a circle. It should be called like the Loop Line or...
Yeah.
Something, but
it's closer to a circle.
It's better descriptive. It's self-descriptive.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, the Bakerloo line, you'd think you'd need that if you needed the toilet, but no, very wrong. As well as, like you say, on maps as well. I mean, you're not going to know, is this map 1 kilometer for every inch, or is it 1,000 kilometers for how long's my journey going to be?
Exactly. What's the blue bar on this chart mean? I have no idea.
No clue. Where's north, right? Isn't that the key as well?
Probably. I don't know.
Useless. This might have brought IKEA to its knees as well, because everything they've got is an Allen key, or a hex key, I think they're called in other countries.
Right, I thought you were going to do something to do with IKEA, yeah, and I was like, that's a stretch, mate.
Oh my god, IKEA! They've even got it in their name!
I know.
No, yeah, it's all about the... Why do we call them Allen? Did someone called Allen invent it?
I didn't really. Is that not what anywhere else calls them?
I think they call them hex keys, which makes a lot more sense because they're hexagonal.
That does make a lot more sense.
Allen key? Where's Allen's key?
Yeah, I reckon a dude named Allen made them.
You reckon? Or he just owned a lot of them. He brought them over from somewhere.
Get Allen's, one of Allen's keys. He's got loads of them.
That looks like Allen's keys, if you ask me, yeah.
Does anyone know how we unscrewed this? That looks like one of Allen's, actually. Allen has loads of those. Maybe go ask him if he's got one that'll fit that. And
then yeah.
Just became known by it. Yeah.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? I do like an Allen key more than just like a regular screw, like either a Phillips or a flathead.
Do you?
I do, because it feels like it's just a better fit. Sometimes when you're trying to use a screwdriver, like you've got to find the right kind of size for things, whereas with an Allen key, sorry, we're going to keep calling it Allen's key, by the way. He's got a good system where if it doesn't fit in the thing, you can't use it. Like it's...
Yeah, but that's my exact problem with it. Like you need the exact size, and I have never, ever, ever in my life picked the right size first time out of my set of Allen keys. Every single time, I'm like, that looks about right. Nope, too big. That one looks about right. Now too small. It was the one in the middle. Ugh.
That's where Allen has got us, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Allen's got us by the short and curlies because...
There needs to be, in the little hole, like a number or something. Like, that's a four. And this is always a four. Do you get what I'm saying? There needs to be a better system.
Or like a colour. Yeah, like a little... A red one. Yeah. You take the red Allen key for the red Allen hole.
Yeah.
Is it an... Well, I don't know what it's the other end of it's called.
Must be an Allen hole, yeah.
Or I think so. Maybe an Allen lock. I'm not sure.
No, we'll go Allen hole.
Or something, maybe a Sally hole or something like that. And it was his wife.
Yeah, Allen and Sally. Yeah, yeah.
He invented the key. She invented the lock part of it. And,
what a beautiful story.
But you're right. You always have to try at least one before you get the right size.
Yeah.
Which again, why do they make such a variety? Allen, he knows how to make a profit, him. He could have made 3 sizes of his keys, but no, he decided to make 30.
Especially because they don't take up the whole size of the screw. It doesn't matter whether you have a big screw or a small screw, you can still use roughly the same size one for all of them.
Exactly. The increments, the steps that he takes, he definitely is taking the key a little bit here with his wrench sizes or whatever they are. I don't even know if they're a wrench, but
probably not.
But yeah, so what will IKEA do?
Yeah, they'll have to come up with a new kind of system. Maybe just the old classic nut and spanner and... Is spanner another British thing? Is it wrench?
I think they call it a wrench, yeah. Although I'm not sure if...
Or is a spanner and a wrench a different thing?
I think one of them might be adjust... Like, you can't have an adjustable spanner, but you can have an adjustable wrench? I'm not sure, though.
But I feel like spanner's a British word.
I mean, we would say you can throw a spanner in the works or a wrench in the works, right?
Yeah, I would say you throw a spanner in the works. I'd never say you throw a wrench in the works.
Yeah, see, this is beyond my DIY knowledge. I pretty much know up to Allen keys.
I think it is a difference between American and British.
Possibly.
Because I don't think a wrench is always adjustable.
Right, no.
I think you get adjustable wrenches.
Yeah, exactly. And if they're all adjustable, why would you call them that? You might as well say that they're metal as well. Are they all metal? I think so.
Probably. You don't want a wrench made of cheese. It's useless.
Wow, though, right? Like, that's something. Hey, IKEA is all about sustainability and stuff. Why don't they make...
Edible wrenches.
Like, they love making their meatballs and selling them out.
So you think you should want to put your bed together with a meatball key and then eat it at the end?
I think so. IKEA, get on the phone to me. I think we got some business to talk about.
Look, we've had some great ideas on this podcast, Chris. That is not one of your best.
You just come up with cheese something or other.
I wasn't actually suggesting. I explicitly said you don't want it made out of cheese.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, I'll credit...
I was using that for why it's a stupid argument.
I think if done correctly, maybe what's quite brittle, maybe like a hard toffee or something like that.
Why would you want a tool made of something brittle? It would snap on you.
Or like, not brittle then, like hard. I just need a hard sweet, a boiled sweet, right?
So like a candy cane?
Yeah, sure. They're basically the same thing anyway, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think Allen keys are the candy canes for robots.
Sure, let's stick with that, shall we?
I think I'm just hungry, is what I'm saying.
What's new, eh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How are you feeling about a world without keys?
Yeah, it feels like one less thing to have to remember. You know, you go to leave the house. Have I got my phone? Yes. Have I got my... That's it, really.
Wallet.
Wallet. Bit of money going on. That's it. No more key thought, because we're all going to agree. That's it. As long as we all agree that we'll be a nice society and nobody will enter the door without my permission, then we're good. No more keys needed. Waste of time, waste of space. Keys just symbolise the worst in humanity, and they're gone now.
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. I think it depends on how much trust you have in humanity to have a positive outcome. If I can believe that everyone is going to just not steal things from people and we don't need to lock things up anymore, I actually think it becomes a nicer world. However, I don't have that faith, so I think we're just going to lose stuff all the time and get everything stolen. It's going to become mayhem.
But this is why the big piggy bank prison comes into play. That's horrible. That's a nightmare. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, it's the threat of the piggy bank prison that's really going to stop things. Yeah.
So I think we'll be okay. But yeah, for now, I'm glad. In fact, I don't know where my keys actually are right now.
Well, I never do, but I'm going to not say they're lost because I'm sure they're just... in a different place.
Yeah, that feels like a very philosophical ending to that. They're not lost, they're just in a different place.
Beautiful. That you can take that one away with you. But there we go. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, if you have any thoughts on a world without keys, you can contact us on our socials. The links are in the description.
But thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.